episode 1978, How to Break the Sugar Addiction.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope that you are ready to talk about some sweetness. Oh, yes. Don't you love sugar? I do. But today, it's all about how to break the sugar addiction. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, it is Wellness Wednesday. And you know what? No one likes getting older. So what if you could reverse time at the cellular level? It's time to get back to basics and learn how to break the sugar addiction. I mean, sign me up. I'm there. You know, from the time of conception, we are aging. Not the news we wanted to hear today. We're like, really? I already know. I look in the mirror and I see wrinkles. I've got this gray halo, or really mine's more white halo, coming in. And you know, getting older, yeah, it was a lot more fun when we were younger. But then you reach your mid-30s to 40s, maybe even younger, but at least mid-30s and 40s, and you're like, oh my gosh, aging is more of a curse than a blessing. Keep this in mind. Just because, though, you reduce or eliminate added sugars does not mean that you will cease to age. I would love to promise you that, but it doesn't work that way. You will, however, slow down the rate at which your body and cells age. So let's talk sugar. Sugar consumption has increased, believe it or not, in conjunction with our busyness and the need for quick and easy processed foods. A lot of us are diving in and shopping the inside of a grocery store, the inner part of the grocery store, not the outside. You see, if you go out on the outside, the perimeter of the grocery store and you shop there, that's where you're going to get your fresh foods. But that inner circle is what? Shelf-stabled products, which means what? Processed foods. Processed foods. It's like it's haunting you. It's all processed foods. And if it's processed, most likely, I mean, almost, I can guarantee you, there are added sugars in there. But I want to clarify one thing first. We are talking about the added and the artificial sugars, not the natural sugars. For example, fructose. You've heard of fructose and you're like, yeah, fructose, fruit, makes sense. Some sugar. Well, fructose is found in most fruits, especially berries. Yet one of the main culprits comes in the form of high fructose corn syrup. You've heard about it. Some manufacturers are actually taking that out and replacing it with something even better. Why? Well, because we're demanding it now as consumers. And number two, they want to use the high fructose corn syrup. Why? Because it's cheaper. Yes, little secrets they don't tell you. So they make more money off of your addiction. Does that seem fair? It really doesn't. But we need to understand that fructose can be a good source if it's in its natural source. So you've got to understand where the sugar is coming from, which means you've got to read the ingredients, not just the label itself. So some of us look at the labels and we go to carbs. And then we look at sugars and we're thinking, oh, that's the only amount. I just got to look at that word that says sugar. No, a carbohydrate is a sugar, period. Okay, it's a sugar. But then how it's formulated, they break it down. So on the labels now, it says sugar. And if you look again, it says added sugar, which means it's added into and it doesn't come directly from the source of what they're gaining. So the best way to look is read the ingredients to know what the actual sugars are, what the source of them and where they come from. So keep in mind though, that there are at least 56 names, I believe, for sugars. And not all of them are bad, but not all of them are good. And some people would even add that, you know, a little bit of anything can't hurt me. Well, maybe not, but over time, maybe so. It all depends upon your body. So this is where learning about sugar and how it affects you personally is ultimately the focus. Well, let me give you a few examples of some sugar names. Some you will recognize, others you won't. I'm not going to name all 56 of them because we will be here forever. Dextrose. You're like, huh? Yeah, that is a sugar. Fructose, galactose, glucose, lactose, maltose, sucrose, corn syrup, dextrin, and maltodextrin. Now, some of those you're like, well, they don't sound like sugars. No. Most of your OSE, if it ends in an OSE, is a sugar. Okay. As a whole, you can look at that. And if that word ends in OSE, most likely it's going to be a sugar of some form or fashion. Now, the source of that sugar, I can't tell you that because I would have to know the entire word. But then you've got these weird ones, dextrin and maltodextrin. You've got to understand that some of these sugars are what? They're chemicals. They're chemically derived. And a lot of them are very addictive to us. And when we ingest it, it shuts down part of our communication to our brain. And it says, you haven't fed me. And you're like, but I just ate a whole bag of potato chips. And it's only like 15, 20 minutes later. And you're like, but I'm still hungry. But I ate a whole bag of potato chips. It's because what they put in the stuff, the chemical stuff, all put together, we ingest it into our body and it turns off the signal to the brain that says, oh, you're full. You don't need to eat anymore. I fed you. You're okay. You can go on with your day. Oh no, it throws up a red flag. Boop, boop, boop. Feed me, feed me. You haven't fed me in like forever. Eat more, eat more. That is where sugar addiction can be detrimental to our health. So you got to start learning the names. And I know it sounds weird and I try to make it fun because ultimately this is something that none of us want to talk about because honestly, I love sugar too. And who wants to break up with something that you love? Well, I don't, but I need to. And you might be in that same position. And if you're not in that same position, maybe you know someone that is. And you can actually be a facilitator in helping that individual by listening to this. So don't give up if you're like, hey, I got this already. That's great. Congratulations. But continue to learn like I do. I'm always learning. I don't know. I was just going through all my books and I have so many books. And we have so many great interviews coming up and people that I'm speaking with. And I'm diving into deeper research. And the interesting thing is once when you think you know something, then it changes. So we can never stop learning. Truly, we can't. So make it just a habit, a really good habit, and continually learn for your benefit and for the benefit of those around you, especially your family, your loved ones. All right, so this is going to surprise you, believe it or not, but the current dietary guideline recommends that the calories from added sugars, now understand this, it's the calories we're talking about here, from added sugars. This is not the natural, this is the added. So that you're talking about the artificial, right? The not natural, that's what we're talking about right now. Your added and artificial sugars should be no more than 10% per day. So, for example, if you have a 2,000 calorie diet, that means you should have no more than 200 calories of those 2,000 calories in total per day of sugar. Now, for some people, you're like, wow, that's a lot. Understand these are calories. Have you looked at any one bar you have eaten of anything? Have you looked at a cup of yogurt that has the fruity stuff in it? I just want you to be aware of what you're taking in because 10% goes very, very fast. And what happens is that we think we're eating very well, but we begin to look at actually what we're doing, and then that's when we begin to freak out. So if you want to slow down your aging while reducing inflammation, bonus, in your body with other incredible benefits like reducing what? heart disease. Come on, you name it. You know these. We don't want any of this weight gain. You must learn how to break the sugar addiction. So know where your sweetness comes from. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Know where your sweetness comes from. I love my sugar, but the sugar doesn't love me back. It just doesn't. And for some people, sugar is not only addictive, but it's also very much a culprit in everything across the board. Everything. I know for me in my body, sugar is like the death. And I absolutely love it. And it is so, so unfair. And I have to be very, very careful about what I put in my body and how I choose to eat. But at the same time, do I completely say, no, I'm not having any of it? At times I do, but other times I don't. So this is really a choice. I'm here giving you the information so you can take it and continue your learning process and figure out what is best for you, your lifestyle, your body, your mind, and your spirit. You know, dietary choices become worse when your brain is under the influence of sugar. And it ultimately leads to inevitable weight gain. You could think of it as a sugar curse, because it is. Sugar is a curse if it goes against all of the benefits we need to gain from it. Now, that doesn't mean you can't eat fruit. Fruit in its most natural state, or even frozen, is the best way. But you even have to be careful about the dried fruits. Unless if you're drying it yourself and you know exactly what you put in it and how you formulated it, you better read the ingredients, because there will be manufacturers that will add sugar. It's not all natural. There's stuff in there. Why? Because they want you to have more. It's this luring drug. It truly is. Sugar is. It keeps bringing you back for more and more and more. If you don't want any of this craziness or simply want to make healthier choices, then let's know where your sweetness comes from. Let's break it down. Number one, you need to make a list of your favorite foods and their added sugar. Start there. You don't even have to look anywhere. Just start making a list. Okay, I love lasagna. Well, if lasagna is one of your favorites, then think about how you make it, or if you actually buy it in the store as a ready-made product, then write that down. So write your lasagna. But if you're making it homemade, then write every ingredient that you put in there, or the process ingredient. So the certain types of noodles or the certain type of sauce. Okay. If you use a certain type of cheese, you want to know what is in the stuff that you're using to make that lasagna. Now, maybe it's a particular chip or a snack or what you would call a healthy protein bar or a protein shake. I want you to write all of your favorite foods. I know you're laughing, right? You're like, who thinks a protein shake is my favorite food? Okay, for some people, maybe. For you, maybe not. That's okay. You're just making a list of your favorite foods and make it fun. I want you to think of everything. If you like a particular candy bar and you have it regularly, ice cream, pizza. If you go to the pizzeria every Friday night as a family, then write down the type of pizza you like, because guess what? You're going to go search it out and you're going to figure out how much added sugar is in your favorite food list. It's important to know that, because I promise you, most of it, you're going to be very, very surprised. I know I was. Now, I've been doing this for years. And what's interesting is when a new product comes out on the market and I'm like, maybe I should try that. Well, I've learned over the past decade plus years where I read things now and I can sit there before I even taste it and say whether or not it's really good for me to even put it in my mouth, let alone in my body. And so sometimes I make a decision. And so my favorite food list, I have lots of them. But do I eat them is the real thing. So right now you're making your list of your favorite foods that you really do eat. Okay. And if you're one who says, Christiane, I've already done this, that's fine. Then do it for your spouse or for your child. I know I have some good friends that are going through this process right now, and they're working on making that favorite food list and writing in and figuring out what are the added sugars. Now, you also have to understand this, portions. When you're figuring out added sugars, there's something called what in the label? Serving size. So if you're eating double the amount, you better double your added sugars. So you've got to have your list reflect exactly what you eat. And this isn't a shame type of an event here that you're doing. This is something that's just eye-opening. It allows you to see truly what you're putting in your body. And for some, you may be like, whoa, that's awesome. I'm going to eat more of this and I'm just going to eat less of this. Make a list. Number two, journal your sweetness. This is your sugar intake. Now, the first one to make the list is all your favorite foods. Your favorite foods, what you do all the time. Your journal is daily. So after you've made your list, so that may take a couple days for you to get that all organized. It's not like you have to do it all in one sitting, but, and maybe it's over a week you make this list of your favorite foods. Then after you've done that, then I want you to journal your sweetness. And that is write down, keep a food log of what you're eating and then what's the added sugars in what you ate. I'm not having you keep track of calories. I'm not having you keep track of protein or anything like that. We are solely looking at your sugar intake. Now, if you really, really want to take it to the next level, you can also look at your calorie intake to see what, how much percentage of your total calories for the day is actually all sugar. It might surprise you. I know for some people, it really surprises you. If you're drinking coffee and you're not drinking it black, if you're adding anything into it, you better be reading what you're adding into your coffee. If you're drinking soda fountain drinks, if you're drinking energy drinks, if you're drinking sport drinks, you better look at what is on the ingredient list and the added sugars. You will be very, very surprised. And the crazy thing is when you look at it, imagine if you have children that are doing the same thing or following what mom or dad is doing. And you're going to be like, oh my gosh, my child's only like 10 or 12 years old and this is how much sugar they're putting in their body? Oh, this is not good. And you wonder why they're bouncing off the wall. Or you wonder why they have the sugar crash all the time. And then the next thing you know, they're hungry. Some kids are hungry all the time. Oh, they're just growing. Are they? Great. If they are, wonderful. Then make sure they're having that well-rounded carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, a well-balanced meal. But if all they're eating is processed CRAP, then you got another thing coming because basically what they're putting in their body is sugar. And sugar, it's so sweet, but it's so not good if it's added sugar, artificial sugar, and there's so much of that crud in what we eat. Make a list. Journal your sweetness. And finally, number three, notate your feelings. When you eat sugary foods, write down how you feel. Do I feel really good? Do I get tired at a certain point? Do I get crabby? Do I all of a sudden just feel like I've kind of fallen over and I just am like tired? I don't know why. You want to do it at the time you start eating. So basically you're making a notation as to this is how I feel. Oh, I felt great. I was energized. And then about 20 to 30 minutes later, notate how you felt after you ate that food. Oh man, I had that Snickers candy bar and oh, I was feeling really good. And then I ate it and all of a sudden I was like, I was just tired. I needed a nap. Well, what do you think? Well, go look at the label of a Snickers candy bar, and you'll probably understand why. Notate your feelings. A lot of people just look at their overall diet, and if they think that they're eating right, they're just like, okay, I'm done. But there's more to it than just calorie intake. There's more to it than is it real food? Food of any form or fashion has an effect on your mind, body, and your spirit. And it's important to tap into that and to really become aware of it. I know for me, some people would call me hypersensitive because I have literally written down and watched so carefully from vegetables to fruits to cereals to bars to candy to popcorn. I mean, you name it, I have tracked it. And I know how my body reacts. And I can tell you, oh, I'm going to be like 3 to 4 months pregnant here in about 10 to 12 minutes if I eat that. And then people are like, oh, no, you're not going to do that. I'm like, yeah, really? I love it. But if I eat it, I become bloated. That's what I mean to 3 to 4 months pregnant. All of a sudden, I mean, it's like my gut. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's my body's reaction to the food that I'm putting in. And yes, sugar for me plays a big part into it. There's some other factors too, but I have really made an intentional effort because my body is so ridiculously sensitive. I hope that you will understand, in order for you to really live a high quality life, not quantity, but a high quality life, you've got to be willing to do the hard work and really getting to know my food. Know your food. What are you putting into your body? Ask yourself, you know, why is it that you go and you eat all this food? Like maybe you go to your favorite restaurant. There are some restaurants now that are opening up. Maybe you have just recently frequented one and you're like, I don't understand why. I come home and I start to do things and then I'm like, I'm tired. I don't get it. Start tracking, make a list, journal your sweetness, and notate your feelings. Now, this is just the beginning of understanding how this addicting sweetness affects your mind, body, and spirit. But once you know where you are, you can look to where you want to go. Go today and train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a gorgeous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.